أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of the wealth that has been left over by the enemies of Islam and that was seized without any battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about its recipients, that Allah gives authority to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the full right, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will spend it on his close family members, the yatim, the orphans, the miskin, and the wayfarers, the travelers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, particularly in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now elaborates on the people on whom this wealth should be spent. And Allah says, lil fuqara il muhajirin, that this wealth is for the fuqara, for the poor amongst the muhajirin, that is those people who had migrated from Makkah Mukarrama and they had come to Medina Munawwara. They were known as the Muhajirin. Now all the Muhajirin were not poor in the sense that they were not by the means, but when they were in Makkah Mukarrama, there were many of them that had wealth in Makkah Mukarrama. But obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the sacrifice of that wealth. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. These muhajirin were those people who were expelled, who were forcibly removed from their homes, and they were detached from their wealth and property. So they had to make the sacrifice. By and large, most of them were unable to bring over their wealth to Medina Munawwara because they had to leave Makkah in difficult conditions. Many of them had left the wealth in Makkah Mukarrama, and that wealth was taken over by the Quraysh of Makkah. Their homes and their properties were taken over by the Quraysh of Makkah. So they had sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzat says, now when they came to Medina Munawwara, there was no worldly desire that they had. There was no worldly motive or worldly intention with which they had come to Medina Munawwara. But يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They had come with the explicit intention of searching for the grace and the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now some have stated here the word grace, fadl, generally refers to the wealth of this world. So what had happened was they left all their wealth or most of their wealth behind in Makkah Mukarrama. Their properties, obviously immovable properties, could not be brought with them to Medina Munawwara. And hence, when they left Makkah Mukarrama, they put their full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their objective was the deen of Allah. Their objective was the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their primary objective was to seek the hereafter and all whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat has in store for the hereafter. That was the primary objective. And now, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would place in the taqdeer, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them by way of material benefit, that they would accept from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was as though what they had, they left behind. And now they go forth earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then another motive, another intention that they had, وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا, and they would help Allah. Helping Allah will mean helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasoola, helping Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mean helping Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the primary objective of spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of defending the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was these muhajireen that had left Makkah Mukarrama, and we see how glowingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the muhajireen, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, and they are the truthful. Insofar as the iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was concerned, or the iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the iman and yaqeen in the hereafter was concerned, they were truthful. This was not an act of nifaq. It was not an act of hypocrisy to show people that now they have left Makkah and they have come to Medina. Who would want to leave 100% of their own wealth, in which there was surety that it was theirs? Their lives ahead of them was a life that they had lived their whole lives in Makkah, and on that they could base that it would have been a life of comfort. But now to go to a life of uncertainty, as opposed to a life of certainty in Makkah Mukarrama, they had done this all for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were truthful in this. And from here, one can also understand that in every aspect of their lives, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were truthful. When they said, Amanna billah, we brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were 100% truthful. And if anybody has to believe, or if anybody has to make the claim that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were untruthful, or if anybody has to say Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had renegated from this truth, then they are going against this ayat of the Quran Sharif, like those, the Shias, etc., that have their reservations or they have their claims against Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the truthfulness of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And of course, this is enshrined till the day of Qiyamah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Whilst they were in this world, Allah ta'ala made the declaration that they are sadiqun, they are truthful. After they have left this world, this claim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains true. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were truthful in every aspect of their lives. And hence, this is our belief and this is our qidah. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had this very primary objective. And this is what we should have as our objective, that the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person leaves one country for any other country, it should be وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, to help the deen and to establish the deen of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.